Let's revisit a story from reporter Carolyn Beeler. In 2012, Carolyn spent a day with a woman living in a world without smell.
For most people, Reading Terminal Market is a smorgasbord of scents. Frying cheesesteaks, fish,
salmon, bronzino, and bluefish,
and freshly ground coffee. But for Andy Hockman, all of it, even the lilac and eucalyptus at the flower stall, smells the same.
I smell nothing, air. The same smell I would smell in front of the coffee place, in front of a tray of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies. The same neutral, blank, indescribable nothing.
Hockman is a freelance writer and teacher who lives in Mount Airy. She lost her sense of smell about 6 years ago while on a family vacation in Mexico.
I was surrounded by all kinds of smells, like the little store that sold Mexican vanilla and coffee. I couldn't smell any of it.
The winter before, Hockman had had a series of bad colds and likely a sinus infection. Later, she was diagnosed with nasal polyps, inflammations in the nasal cavity. Her sense of smell came back for a few weeks 2 years ago when a doctor put her on oral steroids.
What was amazing about that was that each thing I could smell came trailing a whole storehouse of memories that were connected with it. So I smelled these pizzas in the back of my car, and I remembered being in college working at the newspaper and having a stack of really greasy pizzas delivered every night at 9.
But the drugs were only a temporary fix. When she stopped taking them, she quickly lost her sense of smell once again.
Many, many times during a typical week, someone, even the people in my family who've known that I've had no sense of smell for years, will say, "Oh, smell this," or "That smells so good," or "I don't think this yogurt is good anymore. Here, give it a smell." And I can't. That was a surprise to me, how much we talk about and refer to smell as a common or even a unifying experience.
Because the sense of taste is really so much about smell, the self-described foodie says she now tastes in black and white instead of Technicolor. She hopes one day she'll be able to smell the challah she bakes from an old family recipe each Friday.
I braid it, I brush it with egg, I sprinkle it with poppy seeds, I shove it into the oven, and then I set the timer to know when it's ready. The fact that I can't smell it baking, that's something I miss the most.
And we checked in with Andy Hockman. She went back to her ear, nose, and throat doctor about a year after this story aired originally. She just wanted to know if the doctor could maybe try one more time to restore her sense of smell. Several previous attempts using steroids had failed, but this time...
Once again, a 10-day course of steroids, followed by a nightly nasal rinse containing a little packet of saline and pH-adjusted powder, and then a little liquid ampoule of an asthma medicine called budesonide that I squirt into the nasal rinse, squirt it up one nostril, it drips down the other, do the same thing in reverse. It's a little revolting, but I got used to it.
Hockman uses the drops every night, and voila, she can smell
everything. Yesterday, I was trying a new recipe out of beautiful new cookbook called Jerusalem. The first step of this fairly complicated recipe involved making your own pickled lemons. I had to slice lemons very thin and then macerate them in a bowl with red chili pepper and cumin, coriander, lemon juice, olive oil, and paprika. And it smelled like the way I imagine a Middle Eastern fruit market might smell. After I squashed the lemons with all these spices, the instruction was to put a cover on the bowl and set it aside for a couple of hours. And I kept coming into the kitchen and lifting the cover off the bowl just to smell it, just because I could.